Hello, Saints. So today's topic is going to be the worship of God, and I'm going to contrast that with the worship of the flesh. So I'll start in John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We know that you must be in the truth and in the spirit to worship the Lord, because without him we can do nothing. And he is both the truth and the spirit. John 14, verse 6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, 18. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. John 15, 5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. Now this worship is not a one-hour Sunday concert, full of hyper-emotional music and altar calls. It's an everyday life lived for Jesus Christ. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Holding fast to the truth, who is Jesus Christ, so no man takes the crown of eternal life promised us, Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Walking in the Spirit as we must walk in the light as the Lord is in the light, no part dark, Romans 8 verse 1. There is now, therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And 1 John 1:6-7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Now the flip side of this is the worship of the flesh. If the worship of God is in spirit and truth, then the opposite of this is flesh and falsehood. Romans 8, 12-14. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. But if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Men choose to adhere to doctrines of devils, twisting the word of God, adding, taking away, to please the flesh, wresting the truth unto destruction. 2 Peter 3, 15-17. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable wrest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. When we live and abide in the light, the truth, the Spirit, we taste of the world to come, and our hope is in the Lord's kingdom to come, not in the temporary gain of this world's goods. Hebrews 6, 4-6. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Matthew 6:21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Romans 8:24-25. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. It all comes down to the choice that every man and woman must make in this life: worship the Lord of life in spirit and truth, or worship the flesh and error and the things of this world. I encourage you, seekers and saints, follow after the Lord of life, who made a way unto eternal life by his gospel, as everything in this world will be destroyed. Mark 8:34-38. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.